Sukkis Tovshin Ayin Tes. There's a medrash that it's brought down from the Goyin. Minayin Shekayim Avram Avinu Mitzvah Sukkah. Shenemar Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil. And the medrash is a plea. What is the Shaiches Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil with Mitzvah Sukkah? The Goyin is Mazmir that Bakoil is Rosh Hatevis. The three psukim in the Torah that talk about Sukkis. Beis is Basukkah is Teshu Shivas Yomim. The Kof is Kol HaEzrach Yeshev Basukkis. And the Lamed is Laman Yedu Dereseichem. And that's what it means, Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. But what's the Oimik? What does it mean over here that Avraham, with the Inyan of Bakoil, has a Shaiches to Sukkis? So there's one Nakuda that we know that the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Baba Basra that the Avos, Avraham is called Bakoil, Yitzchak is Koil, and Mikoil, and Yaakov is Koil. Bakol Mikol Koil represents the Yesod of Betochain, to realize that everything is from the Rebbein Shloilem, Yeshli Koil, not to be shoyef for things that are not yours, and that the emes is the shoyrish of Sukkis. When a person is Tzei Midiris Keva V'Sheva Diris Arai, he be'etzem is expressing the extreme level of Betochain. There's a beautiful shtickle in the Chovis HaLevavos, in Shar HaBetochain. He says, Bitochen is the most expensive thing in the world. He says, because even someone who owns fields and krumim, and he brings even the concept of an alchemist, that he can turn in metals, simple metals, into gold. So he has an endless supply of gold. But he's still scared. He's worried about ganovim. He's worried he'll lose his koiches. Only someone who has Bitochen totally doesn't have a daiga. As we know, Daiga is Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Hey. All the letters except for the Beis. The Beis of Bitochain. If you have Bitochain, then you don't have Daiga. The MS is, that's what they say over from the Briskerov, a beautiful vart, that we say at the end of Lodovar Hashem Oiri, Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'yametz Libecho, V'kaveh El Hashem. Because someone that's Mekaveh to Hashem, someone that has a starker hope and tikva in the Rabbein Shalom, so you want to promise him a reward. What could the reward be? Ashirus. Bitochin is worth more than Ashiris. The only thing you can give a person, if he already has the darg of Bitochin, is a higher darg of Bitochin. Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yametz Libecho. So what could we offer you? V'kaveh El Hashem, even a stronger level of Tikva, a stronger level of Shaiches to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Now there's a beautiful Nakuda that if you spell out the letters of Sukkah, Samach, Samach Mem Chof, Vov is Vov Vov, Chof is Chof Pei, and the Hey is Hey Yud. So you spell it out, so it's Gematria 248. But if you take out the actual Sukkah, and you're left only with the inner letters, the Pnimiyistic letters that are left is Gematria Mikvah. Because they say, the same way going into a Sukkah, where a person goes in with his entire Ramachi Varim, but who are then going into a Mikvah? But the Pnimiyist of Sukkah represents that Inyan of Mikvah, that you're going in entirely and being Samech on the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Over the entire Miloy of Sukkah with the letters Samech Vav Chafei is Gematria 248. Fascinating, that is the Gematria of Avraham. Because Sukkah represents, as we said already, Bakoil is Avraham's Darga, is the Inyan of Sukkah. And that's why the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Gemara brings it in Sukkah, V'sukkah tia l'tzel yoimam, and it's l'machso l'mistar, mizerem umimotar. It protects from zerem and motar. Zerem is 247, motar is 249. Sukkah is exactly 248. The dimensions of a Sukkah are also 248, because we know that a Sukkah has to have be 7x7, so the schach is 7x7, it's 49. The floor, sukkah needs a floor also, is 7x7. Then a sukkah needs one wall. The first wall has to be 10 tefachim high, that's 10x7, is 70. Another wall, another 10x70. And the shlishis is only one tefach, which is 10 tefachim high and one tefach wide, is 10. And make the cheshbon, it comes out exactly to 248. That's a sukkah. The shlemus of sukkah is the 248. But we can go a step further, that the schar that's promised to a person if he's mekayim mitzvah sukkah b'shleimus, it says in Hazinu, ki chelek Hashem amoy, the Valaturim writes, ki chelek Hashem amoy, is 310, is shay olamos. The famous mission in the end of Uksan, shay olamos, 310 olamos. If a person's mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, which is 248, then he's zoichet to keren v'choymish. The choymish, if you add an extra fifth, which is a fifth milagav, it's a quarter, you add another choymish, the 248, that's 310. That's the shay olamos that a person could be zoichet to when he's mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in its entirety. Now a sukkah is a diras arai, and there's a beautiful remez that when we go into a sukkah, it's similar like going into a makom kodesh, like going into Eretz Yisrael. Also, the mitzvah of being in Eretz Yisrael is that your entire 248 ramach evarim is entirely enveloped in the mitzvah. The Mishnah says in Gittin that the borders of Eretz Yisrael are Akko, Rechem, Yam, and Ashkelon, which is the Rosh HaTevis Arai. That's a remez that Eretz Yisrael is also that bechina of Sukkah Diras Arai, that you're totally putting yourself into the Sukkah. Now, of course, the whole process of Sukkah is to eventually get the Matoris, to get to the end, to Simchas HaTorah, to Shmini Atzeres, to Atah HaReis L'Adas, Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Enoid. But it's Meiridik because we know you go through 51 days all the way from Rosh Chodesh Elul through the entire process of the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is Hosha No. There are 51 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Chaf Aleph Tishrei. And then, when you finally go through those 51, then you're ready for Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is Bakoil. Vashem Be'erich Es Avram Bakoil. Bakoil is 52. That's the 52nd day. Vashem Be'erich Es Avram Bakoil. So the purpose of Sukkot is, of course, to get us to that level. But how do we get to that level? There's a beautiful Nakuda. We know that the sukkah is zecher to the Anani Kovid, and everyone talks about the kasha, why is there only a zecher for the Anani Kovid, and not a zecher for the mon, and for the be'er, that Hashem gave us food and water. So I heard once from Rabbi Asher Arieli Shlita, a moir dikader her, you know, a person can come to you and say he doesn't have food, he doesn't have drink, so you give him money, or you give him food and drink, and he goes away, and you give him something to eat, or you give him something. But then there's a higher madrega when you invite him into your own house. You tell him, please come in. You bring him into your dining room, and you give him food in your house. Your ma'areya, chachnosas orchim. That's the Anani Kovid. Avad, Hashem gave us mon. Hashem gave us be'er. But it's sukkas is heviani hamelech chadorov. He brings us in to you're into his house. Moshcheni acharecha nerutza is to go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling. Moshcheni acharecha nerutza is the Rosh HaTevis Amen, which is 91, which is the same as Sukkah, which is also 91. Ki Yidua, the two Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's fascinating because it says Heviyani HaMelech Chadorov, more than one cheder. Because a person in the levels of Sukkah, it can go beyond and beyond. You can go tiefer Arayin in the Sukkah. It could be a small Sukkah, 7 by 7 by 10, a tiny, but if it's Ois Galen with the Gedorim and the Alochas of Sukkah. But in that Sukkah, this Chadorov, a person can get tiefer and tiefer Arayin, closer and closer, till he gets to Vashem Be'erech HaSavron Bakoil. And Avada, we know that as we're going through this process, these are the days of Tshuva Me'ava. Whereas until now we were doing Tshuva Me'ira, as we're going through the days of Sukkot, we're going through now Tshuva Me'ava. That's why there's Simchas Beis Hashoyeva. We go Shoyev the Mayim. The Chatoyim that we threw out into the water are now Nechbach L'Zchuyos. But Tshuva Me'ava is Doinus Nas and Zchuyos. So we go back and we take those Averis that we threw out, and it turns that also into Mitzvahs as we create our relationship with the Rabbanu Shleilam to such a level of Tshuva Me'ava, of Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, until we get to the Shpitz HaKorah of Atah Reis L'Das, Ki Hashem Hu Aleikim Ein Oid.